Welcome to our second edition of the Allergy Show. I am Dr. Anna Novak-Vengren, the director of the Pediatric Allergy and Immunology Program at Hassenfeld Children's Hospital at NYU Langone. We are so excited to be back for our bi-monthly one-hour program where we'll be discussing on all different types of allergies, including food, skin, seasonal pollen, and many other topics. Today, we'll be discussing particularly interesting topic, which is food allergies. My guest today is my colleague, Dr. Helen Braff, who is a consultant pediatric allergist and head of the department for the largest allergic service in the United Kingdom at the Evelina London Children's Hospital. She's also the president of the section of allergy immunology at the Royal Society of Medicine. And she's the past pediatric chair for the European Academy of Allergy and Clinical Immunology. And most importantly, Dr. Braff is an exceptional researcher who has made seminal contributions to research on prevention of food allergies in infants. And I'm hoping we'll be able to pick her brain, you know, about some new studies she's participating in and how we can protect little kids from becoming allergic. Helen?
Hi.
It's so good to have you here. Thank you for joining us with the time difference. You know, we are both pediatricians, we are both allergists, and I think, you know, our U.S. and U.K. Share the same common food culprits in food allergy. So in the U.K., what are the most common food allergies that you see?
Oh, thanks, Anya. I'm so delighted to be here. Thank you for inviting me to be here. And yes, you're right that there are lots of many similarities between the US and UK in terms of food allergies, with the most common childhood food allergies being cow's milk and egg, as I believe they are in the States. And then peanut allergy is prevalent in England as well, and in the UK at around 2%. Then tree nuts at around 0.5%. Sesame seed allergy is here as well. And then we have the usual wheat and soy, although these are not quite as common.
So Helen, you know, 2%, 0.5%, it's huge. We're talking about all the children, right? The whole population. So this is really a big sort of public health issue. And in fact, food allergy is recognized as a disability, at least in the United States. And, you know, just a testimony of how serious this problem can be. You know, what are the symptoms? What are the symptoms that you see in your patients you know, from mild to more severe?
Yes, and you're right that in children in school now, there are many, many children with food allergies, and it is very disabling to have a food allergy in school and the anxiety that it causes the child and the family as well, which is why we try and help children and families to improve their confidence in managing their food allergies. And in terms of the types of reactions that can happen, so there are a spectrum of food allergies which can be either immediate, which cause things like hives and swelling, and may progress to life-threatening reactions which can affect somebody's airway or breathing or make them feel very dizzy or collapse. And then there are delayed food allergies, which are usually caused by cow's milk in young infancy, and these can cause issues such as severe pain, colic, reflux, diarrhea, and that can be really very debilitating for the young child. And then in older children, you can have a form of immediate food allergy, which is milder, called pollen food syndrome, where the child has hay fever and then subsequently develops mild reactions to classically raw fruits and vegetables.
I want to thank you for listening to the Allergy Show here on Dr. Radio, and I also want to thank my guest, Dr. Helen Braff, my producer, Keith King, and audio engineers, Christine and Joey. And I look forward to our next show, which will be in March, and I am Dr. Anna Novak-Vengren, and have a great day, allergy-free.